Thank you very much. First, I would like to thank the chair of the working group on rights development and special rapporteur for their video message. And we also take notes the comments made by the distinguished members of the expert mechanism. The right to development is not merely a theoretical concept. It's a fundamental human right that requires robust frameworks for its implementation. Each of these mechanisms plays a vital role in promoting and protecting the rights, yet their effectiveness can be significantly enhanced through the improved collaboration among them. 35 years after the adoption of the Declaration on the Right to Development and the inclusion of this important right into the mandate of the High Commissioner, the time has shown that its realization requires the creation of the suitable and effective mechanism. The decision and will of the international community to establish three mechanisms concerning this right, each with independent and distinct mandates and tasks, but sharing a common goal of realizing this right, has been a step in this direction. The working group provides a platform for dialogue, allowing member states and stakeholders to engage in discussions on the challenges and opportunities surrounding the right developments. The continuation of this dialogue is essential for identifying common goals and shared strategies. However, to translate discussions to action, we need the expertise of the special rapporteur who can highlight specific issues after offer recommendations and bring attention to violations of the right to development. Furthermore, the expert mechanism serves as a valuable resource, providing in-depth analysis and advice on the best practices. By fostering coordination between these mechanisms, we can create a more cohesive approach that not only amplifies our collective voice, but also ensures that all aspects of the right development are included in our efforts. The right to development, due to its dual and significant individual and collective dimensions, as well as the vision it offers for creating a favorable international environment for cooperation in realizing these rights and highlighting the equal opportunities for development for all individuals and nations, deserves appropriate attention within the framework of the United Nations. Although a group of countries still does not recognize this right as a human right with collective dimensions, this does not exempt them from their duty to create a favorable international environment for realizing these rights. Let us commit to enhancing the synergies between the mechanisms. By working together, we can create a stronger framework that supports the realizing of this important and fundamental right. I thank you.